petty all the time. I'm petty all the time.
Baby, welcome to the party.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time. Give me a P. Give me a E.
Hey y'all, welcome to another episode with your favorite girls Petty Party Podcast. It is your girl Jory Aaliyah.
It's your girl Michelle, aka Egypt the Few Nasty.
Hey everyone, Jess Nick checking in.
And it's your girl Amakalette coming out the set. What's good, everybody?
How y'all doing?
Doing good, honestly. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Everyone looks so good. Like, I feel like everyone's makeup is really on point today.
Thank you.
I know, that's right.
We need to slide into something then.
I'm like, are we getting into something after this? That's what it is.
I know I am.
Let's talk about it.
No, let's not.
Okay. You know how I feel that. Respectful.
It's so crazy. Like, hopefully he doesn't see this. I was trying to get into something, and I was told he wants 8 hours of sleep tonight.
That's so responsible, but I would have been like, you can get that 8 hours tomorrow.
I'm trying to set the up.
I mean, he works like a regular 8 to 5, so.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Yeah. I don't know. That would irritate me. I mean, I respect it, but you can be like, you know, I'm really tired, not tonight, but just I need my 8 hours kind of gives like.
And you know.
I don't know. I don't like that.
It's like, damn, bitch, you got a curfew?
Oh, do you think I don't go to bed at a good, decent hour either?
I know. It kind of gave me like. Like I'm a creepy night person or something like that.
Mind you, I also work 7 to 4 and I'm trying to be outside too, so.
But it's crazy. I don't really need that many hours of sleep to be productive. Like I normally probably like go to bed like 11, 12 and I'll wake up at like 6 and I'm good.
Yeah, I wake up at the same time every day.
You know what's actually interesting? Lately I have been so tired, like so fucking tired. Even at work, like I'll be drinking coffee, he's not working. I was trying to figure out what it was. And you know what it was?
Your D.
Vitamin D?
Vitamin D?
No,
maybe step outside. Yeah.
No, water. Mm. When I realized I was like,
but Michelle, you don't drink a lot of water.
I don't drink a lot of water, and I realized I was like, I didn't drink no water.
Yeah,
because I remember drinking water.
Yeah, because I remember there would be times like I don't know if we were like out of the country, like on an excursion or something, and I was like so thirsty. You were just like, I'm good. And I was like,
yeah, no,
you don't need water.
I started drinking water, and y'all night and day, y'all.
Yeah, and also add on some vitamin D, and you will see.
I take vitamin D, and like it's made a big difference.
I can feel when I'm not taking it. Like I feel genuinely
both vitamin D's too.
Yeah, you know, y'all can always
period. That always helps. You know,
I'm
always
okay.
In a good mood.
They're both
right. Right.
That good organic D.
Yeah.
Oh okay. Man.
So we're gonna step into that Petty Chronicle.
Oh. Right.
Is Petty Chronicle next?
No.
Unless
you're excited. Unless you're excited to be petty.
I'm blind without my glasses, so I really don't know. I'm just free rolling when it comes to what comes next.
I'm going to jump into the motto. It's a bit long, y'all, so kind of bear with me. But
okay. Take your time, girl.
It is titled, I Cut Off My Friend for My Girlfriend. Was I Being Petty? She says, hey, y'all, I love your podcast. I need to know if I was petty in this situation.
Thanks, girl.
I will try to keep it short, but it's a long one. So last summer, my girlfriend and I, let's call her Ray, broke up. During the breakup, I decided to download Tinder to make some friends because I feel like I don't have any other meaningful relationships in my life outside of my romantic relationship. While on Tinder, I met this girl, let's call her Terry. We instantly became really cool, and I was glad at the fact that she never tried to hit on me, which most people on Tinder do. Fast forward maybe a month or so, Ray and I got back together, and me and Terry still remained really close friends. Fast forward a few more months, Terry and her ex, let's call her Jada, broke no contact and started talking again. I knew of Jada from social media and from us living in the same city, but I had never met her in person or really talked to her much outside of commenting on each other's posts. After Jada and Terry started talking again, there was an incident where I peeped that Jada had my girlfriend Ray and her close friends, but not me or Terry. This was odd because Jada and Ray don't know each other or talk at all. Plus, you don't even have your own girl and your close friends, but you have mine in it. Anyways,
jealous.
I mean, that I understand, but the weird part, I can understand not putting your significant other in your close friends.
Yeah, like, why would I do that?
But putting your friend's significant other,
but it's not even her friend.
She doesn't even know her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the writer's saying. The writer's saying that Ray is not even close to Jada, so why is she in your close friends?
Yeah.
But I feel like we're going to get to the
And I'll repeat it again. She just said, this was odd because Jade and Ray don't even know each other or talk at all.
Right.
So that's why do you have this person in here? She goes on to say, anyways, I told Terry about it. And ever since then, I think Jada didn't like me and maybe was even a little jealous of me. Terry would always say things like, Jada salty, you're over at my house, or Jada thinks you like me. Fast forward to a few months ago, Ray had broke up with me and went out with her friends the same night to a club downtown. The next morning, Terry texts me saying Jada saw Ray at the club the night before and that she was definitely getting cheated on. Okay, these names are starting to confuse me.
Who's Jada?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, give me a second, y'all. Okay.
So Jada is the writer?
Okay, no.
Jada is... Okay, so...
We don't know who...
So Ray is the original ex-girlfriend.
Yes. And then the new friend is Terry.
Terry is a new friend that she met
on Tinder.
On Tinder.
And her girlfriend is Jada. Is
Terry's ex, her current
situation.
And Jada had her friend Ray in the close friends.
Okay.
Okay. For everyone confused, because we even needed that too. Let me go back to where I was. Okay. Let me read this part again. Fast forward to a few months ago, Ray had broke up with me and went out with her friends the same night to a club downtown. The next morning, Terry texted me saying Jada saw Ray at the club the night before and that she said I was definitely getting cheated on. Okay, so the friend saw her, she was getting cheated on. Okay,
broken up with.
Yeah. She wouldn't say anything else about what she saw Ray doing, only that she thinks I'm getting cheated on. The next day, Jada decided to spill more tea, saying that she saw Ray dancing with bitches, hitting them from the back and pulling their hair.
What?
When I confronted Ray about it, she denied it and said she was only out with her friends who would even let her be pulling their hair like that in the club. Side note, Ray does have a long history of lying and she has cheated once. That's very important.
But if y'all aren't together.
I know. I went through Ray's phone and everyone she was with corroborated her story, saying she didn't dance with anyone. Good job, girl.
Rookie mistake.
My next move was to confront the source, which was Jada. Terry was very adamant. She literally begged me that I did not confront Jada because she wasn't even supposed to tell me that she was trying to be a good friend and that I'm going to get her caught up. This irritated me because I feel like Jada definitely told Terry knowing she would tell me. On top of that, Jada was withholding information about what she saw Ray doing and Terry wasn't asking the right questions, so I felt like I needed to ask myself. I decided to confront Jada and ask her who did she see Ray dancing with specifically, and all she had to say was, it's not my business. I said what I said. She would not give a name. There's a lot more to the story, but to wrap this up, Terry was upset with me for going to Jada and we are no longer friends. I feel like Jada was lying and wanted to end me and Terry's friendship due to her history of me not liking me and for the fact that she wouldn't tell the whole story. Ray and I ended up getting back together, but we are currently on and off. I want to know, was I petty for going to Jada even though Terry was being scary ass bitch and asked me not to? And who do y'all think was lying, Jada or Ray? Thanks, love y'all.
I think everybody was lying.
Actually don't think Jada was lying. Crazy enough,
this is more like a petty chronicle.
Yeah,
and I do feel like she was petty for going to her friend's significant other.
Ooh, I feel like
I don't know. The fact that the girl had the other girl and the close friends that didn't even know each other is giving that something's going on between them.
No. Yeah,
or like the three of them were trying to get something off on the side, and like it just don't add up to me.
Yeah, I do agree. It's okay. The close friends part, I can't explain that. But I don't know, because it's weird. How would Jada even have known that Ray was at the club? You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
She was at the club too.
Exactly. So how would... But that's what I'm saying. So how would she even be lying? Like, why would she even say like...
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if she didn't really see her, she wouldn't have even known that she was in the club that night. And to the fact that she was able to say like, hey, I saw her at this club... It's kind of one of those things where it's like, she probably did see Ray doing that. And the fact that Ray already has a history of cheating and lying in the past, it's kind of one of those things where you should have just taken it for face value, because now you and Terry are not even friends. Yeah. And behind someone that you're on and off again with. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it was worth it.
If you come to me saying you think I'm getting cheated on, you better tell me every fucking reason why. And at that point, like, I'm sorry. What was it?
If I don't feel satisfied with what you told me,
your girlfriend already don't like me. So let me ask you.
But anyway, she was single. Like, technically, Ray was single.
But see, that I disagree with, because I feel like there are some people where it's like, is it that I didn't tell you everything, or is what I'm telling you just not enough for you? Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I feel like I told you what I feel like would be disrespectful, just because you don't feel disrespected, and that's it. Then just chalk it up and say that's good. But for you to now be like, I need to know every little detail. I don't have every little detail to tell you.
I told you
secondhand information.
Yeah, all I told you is what I was told.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't be telling you this.
Exactly. For you to feel like I go above me, direct to a source that I told you you weren't supposed to know about.
I feel like, I feel like it was Jada. Jada was with the girlfriend. Yeah. I'm sorry. Because for you to run back and tell Terry, and you already had her in your close friends, and you don't want to give more, like, and you got mad that it came back around.
I can't.
It's not clean.
Granted,
there.
Would I do it? Probably not. But
you would
myself,
do. Paulette, would, you yeah, do it. I would. You would.
I would. I would.
But I don't even think you would. So
actually, no, I wouldn't. Trust me, I've sat on some stuff.
If Nikki was dating somebody,
Actually, I would.
Paulette's done it to me. But so no, I know Paulette would.
Because honestly,
we've talked about that.
This is like your third time now bringing it up on this podcast. So let's settle this. I stood on principle in that situation.
So did the reader.
And that's why I agree with the reader, like standing on principle sometimes. Like, stand on business. If you don't feel like you were satisfied with what was going on, I got to go handle some stuff. And if I have to fall out with someone behind that, well, hey, casualties. Sorry. Oh, like, crazy. It is what it is. Me personally, I've never lost a friend on standing on principle, but I mean, I have. But like, it's just in that situation that Nikki loves to reference, I stood on business.
Okay.
If you was going to take her back and be off and on anyways, you didn't need
that's
all
how
the
I
details.
Feel.
You didn't. Like, you just wanted to make sure
the big
do.
Thing is, like, if you're going to go back, it's like, did it matter?
And I think if you've been cheated on before, it's kind of like, you don't need no new details. We know what cheating looks like.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, nothing. Like, you become immune to cheating at some point. So I feel like you didn't even really need to know like what she did to you because
it's
you're
just
still
like,
there.
It's comedy for you. It's like,
You're still at it. Your response should have been, we're not together right now. So she can do whatever she feels like she's doing.
But like, and can you imagine, what's her name? Ray probably was cuddled up with her the night before and then outside doing that, you're like,
I mean, technically, she's
did
a single
I not
woman.
Matter to you?
Yeah. She can do what she wants.
True, but like, let's just be realistic. Like,
she was trying to get her get back.
But feelings are feelings.
I guess the answer to the question you asked: were you petty for cutting her off?
No, she got cut off. Was she petty for going above Terry to Jada?
I think you stood on business.
I feel like you don't even like Jada, so I don't know what you were expecting from Jada. Like, I don't think that y'all were really even friends. Like,
but didn't Jada keep her off her close friends?
Yes.
So I see why she went to Jada, like, what's up? Like, y'all got me boxed out? What's up? Like, tell me.
Yeah.
I can't fault her. Y'all, what?
But even in that situation, you're going to somebody who isn't that fond of you.
She said Ray and I ended up getting back together, but we are currently off and on. I want to know, was I petty for going to Jada, even though Terry was a scary ass bitch and asked me not to? And who do y'all think was lying?
I don't think you were petty.
I think
you just had cojones.
You should have had the energy for your girl.
What did I say? Past or history is the best predictor of future behavior, whatever. If Ray is known for lying
and cheating,
then she probably cheated and lied to you about it. Yeah. That's just
and the fact that but the fact she's a professional if she was able to get all her friends to cooperate with her story.
That's but maybe Terry really was lying.
You know the crazy part is
if Jada was lying.
If I cheat, no Shay, I'm not a cheater, but if I cheat on a man and he go through my phone and say, was Michelle cheating on me last night? You think my friend's gonna be like, yes, she was. No, of course. I wish her friend
everybody
should
that
be
one
lying.
Friend. But I mean,
her friend should be lying. Especially if they're
I
sitting there.
The
I don't
call.
Feel like she went in the phone doing that. I feel like it was more thing where the girl texts her friends like, was I dancing with people last night? And as they should have stood and was like, no, you weren't. Mm-mm. I don't think she went to her friends asking. Because she said she went through her phone.
She probably was wild and they're like, homegirls probably checking.
My thing is, why does anybody ever think if you go to somebody's friends that you'll get the truth?
You're not
never.
Because the one thing I'm gonna do, I'm
unless
a
I
lie.
Hop around and then thank you
I'm
for exposing. But no,
birds
everyone should call.
They flock together.
Yeah,
we all liars.
One's a liar. They all liars.
One lie, we all lie.
I'm a lie behind this.
Sorry,
sheet.
Sorry to the reader, but
you were. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. You stood on business, girl. I don't think you petty.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
You definitely did. Well, since we already have a petty chronicle, let me see if I could ask a spicy question.
Yes.
Ooh, we love spice.
Let me see. Okay. What would you do if... Okay. What would you do if you went to Europe, right? Which I mean, and Beyonce was there.
Okay.
Right? And Beyonce was like, oh my gosh, is that your husband? And you're like, no, it's just my boyfriend. And she's like, okay, he's very, actually, let me not even ask, she a married woman before y'all drag and cancel me.
Right. Okay? The beehive will be like, what?
Okay. And Doja Cat was like, is that your husband? Like, he's so fine to me. And you were like, thanks. She was like, do you mind if me and him just go out for lunch? I want to talk to him, get to know him better. And your boyfriend was like, you have to let me go. Like, this is Doja Cat we're talking about.
We don't have to be together.
I mean,
say real life. No.
Yeah, no. You realistically can, speaking.
Realistically, y'all, these celebrities are human beings too. No way.
Realistically, if you feel that strongly that you need to go, you can go. Now, will I be there when you come back? Mm-hmm. That's a whole different question.
I mean, we can go together. Yeah.
Unless you're trying to tell, like, yeah, exactly. If we can go together, that's different. But if you really just feel like you have to go, then
even better. Like, okay, so she comes and she's like, y'all are in Paris for one night. It's your last night in town. And she's like, here. She gives him a ticket and a backstage pass.
Just him?
She just gives y'all one.
And I guess I'll be going.
And my boyfriend would give it to me.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like, I'm not letting no man do what he won't let me do. Because if Drake pulls up to me and asks that, you would say no. So you're not getting to do nothing.
You would be all types of groupies. Yeah. Like, you would get every name in the book.
Yeah. It's like, you cannot do nothing you won't let me do. So no, you're not going.
If I can say no to WizKid, and that's a hard no for me, you know what I'm saying? It's a very hard no. Then that means you can definitely say no to Doja Cat. Come on. Damn. And I love Doja Cat, but it's like,
Doja the baddie.
No, I'm just saying, like, come on. It's like, nobody. Come on.
Because what if she needs you for that bad that
night? Thank you.
She's trying to fuck you.
And then, like, on top of that, like,
I'm signing you up to cheat.
She sees your girl here. Instead of her giving me the pass to the backstage pass, she hands it to you because what? Exactly. You're not going.
Nope.
And that'll be a test of time. I'd do you worse than that guy at that Omalay concert. Trust me. We make a scene in that hoe for real. Like, me and
Doja squaring
up.
Do y'all feel like she was out of line for that?
The thing is, okay, I do feel like she was out of line, but at the same time, girl's 23. Like, she's young. No,
like, I don't know.
She's
like,
young.
I feel like if you're there with your boyfriend, y'all would not have done that at 23.
She's there with her boyfriend.
A boyfriend
y'all.
She's dated for how long?
7 years.
No, it was not. You made seven. That number up because it wasn't, I think it's three. I don't even think it's
that.
It
wasn't even one.
No, I thought it was.
No, Nikki, no. I don't think it's. That's a rumor.
The internet made that. The internet made that. No. She was dating him less than a year. Okay. They have front row con. You know what it means to get a front row ticket to climb your way to the front? It means you want to be seen, okay? And she was saw, okay? So at the end of the day, at 23, I would probably love myself. What is she? Did she? You saw it. You saw it. I mean,
at 23.
Even Jay-Z understood. You know,
now
at 23,
we're entering a real place now in this conversation. So if I really want to think about when I was 23, would I probably done that? Honestly, yes. Because I remember when I was 23, things I was doing. Like, I was really stepping on egos. I didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, 23, I probably would have been on that stage. I probably would have did more.
I probably,
you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. I
would have been in his next music video. I would have created an opportunity to be there permanently.
I would have gotten up there, but if my boyfriend was there, I wouldn't have done all that.
What? Like, girl, boyfriend at 23, look, are you my husband? Listen.
He could be.
I think the bending over and all the other stuff was a little bit excessive. But I also do think, like, sometimes as a, like, if you fuck with your girl and y'all together like that, I feel like he was more ashamed because the girl next to him was looking like, oh my gosh, you're standing for this. And everyone came out pouring in against it. And I feel like he should be like, this is my girl. I got her front row tickets. Like, that's her favorite artist. Like,
how
it is what
as
it
a
is.
Man can he do that?
He's securing himself.
You know what's crazy?
It's not about, he wasn't securing,
you know,
himself
crazy,
because the world told him he shouldn't have been secure
but no,
about
but
it.
I don't think, y'all, as a man, that's embarrassing as hell. That's
was
a,
it?
As a, not from really. A man, y'all, not really. Okay.
I'm not going to be honest. We're not going to act like Omalay is the first one to
I'm
ever
not
do that.
Saying Omalay. It hasn't,
Chris Brown brings
saying,
people on stage I'm and he dances on them. Everybody does it. So to me, it's like, I feel like he was more embarrassed. Destiny's Child definitely did it.
Magic Johnson is married to Cookie and he was taking all kinds of lap dances.
What I'm saying is that I don't know, like, y'all are saying he should insecure. I'm like, no, not really. Like, he behaved as a man would behave in that kind of moment. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm shocked that he'd even create a scene.
I think,
but why I feel like even people
that,
recording
that was so
him.
Embarrassing to watch as a woman watching
think,
a man get embarrassed
I
like
think,
that.
I think the biggest embarrassment was how public it went.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
If it was
one of those things where, like, it didn't go past that concert, He probably would have thought, he probably wouldn't have really got over much of it.
He was on every social media platform, every major one, and they're calling him a joke.
But at the same time, he's got new brand deals. He just put out like a whole commercial. So, I mean, it's a win win for both of them.
Yeah, but I think.
What did she get?
My point is, I mean she got
a right.
But my thing is, I'm not saying she's right. I'm not saying that I would do. What I'm saying is, she is young and she's 23. I do not believe that somebody should get canceled at 23 for accepting a lap dance from a...
They're canceling her?
Who's I mean, not canceled, but she's getting death threats. I do not think it's that serious.
She's
it's
getting
not.
Death to be threats?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is new news
to
for
be
me.
Sending death all threats for like all this crazy
we're
stuff.
We're taking it way past
people
deep.
Want...
Is that your man? Like, what?
It's not even that, like, y'all, are y'all
no,
for
I'm saying,
real?
No, I'm saying, like, no, if that's your saying, man, like, why would you be
y'all, what, are we really involving ourselves in other people's business? Like, what are y'all doing?
I mean, that's
who
why,
is this person to y'all?
And that's why I say, don't do nothing you don't want me doing. Mm. Because if it was Beyonce who pulled him up on stage, they'll be talking about it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience. Mm. Why not let him go up there? And I feel like people have to understand, it's never that serious. Mm-hmm.
You have to know your partner.
Give people experiences. Because
my man gonna know, I, even though I want to, Paulette,
as long as I'm
not
upstage kissing like, on somebody and doing all this and bending over, like, but sometimes, yeah, but sometimes you have like, to know, like, I honestly, I probably wouldn't have went up there because I already knew something weird was going to be shit.
I probably would have been up there.
I would have been like, I can't. Because what are you taking me up there
for? The moment I feel the 4-5 of your fingers bending my back, we're done. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, bending over is crazy. But there, that happened before at a Chris Brown thing where another boy broke up with his girlfriend because Chris Brown pulled her on stage for a lap dance. And it's like, he broke up with her for that. That was also a big thing at that time, too. And it's just like, bro, like,
wow.
These are people's favorite artists. It's like a one-in-a-lifetime thing. One girl did, was like, no, I can't. She walked off. So respect to her. Like, shout out to you, girl. Because you got to know your man.
Speaking of, like, hate trains, what's up with all this Risa Tisa hate and all these comments?
I didn't even know people are hating on her. I feel like people are big upping her.
I don't think so. So what happened was Risa Tisa, she recently got signed to CAA, which I guess is, like, a super big deal. Like, they
it's
are
like
people,
a, like
they
a management.
Filmmakers, writers, and all the other stuff. And... people are just upset, jealous. I know Tierra Monet came out and spoke on it. Jessie Wu came out and spoke on it. I think they're just more jealous, not jealous, but they're mad at the opportunities they were afforded to her, I guess, so easily or whatever. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, honestly, you can't get mad at her for being
interesting. But Jessie Wu, like, why are you upset?
Jessie Wu, I'm shocked that she even spoke up. Like, she's cool in her own way. Like, y'all, like, at the end of the day, someone's come up is not going to be like your come up. Mm-hmm. Like, this world is changing. Things are,
but then how
people
y'all
are getting discovered quicker than normal now. So.
TikTok is the way to get discovered. But then how'd y'all feel about, like, Charlamagne's comment?
I think y'all.
What was his comment?
He called her a big back.
He called her a big back.
So that was very big back of her.
Big back of who?
Of Risa Tisa. Like, the situation sounded like a big back woman. And, like, to me, I felt like, I know Charlamagne was trying to be funny, but, like, it's not funny. And
I mean,
it wasn't funny.
Can go through that.
Anybody.
We're watching Love is Blind. AD, I love you, my girl, but it's giving real Risa Tisa over there, too.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a big back thing, big
I
back woman
think,
thing. I think it's a, no shade, it might be like an insecure woman thing.
Yeah.
It might be a, you know, put up with a lot of shit.
But like
so
to say like a big bag like that
anything.
To me, Charlamagne, no. And then for Jess Hilarious to chime in on that too, I felt like that was weird too.
She's so irrelevant.
She always tries to like.
What did she say?
She was just like, she was kind of
making fun.
She was tagging onto the joke with him. Like nothing, to me as a woman, y'all like, I get it, but it's nothing cool about like co-signing a man calling another woman big back. Like, I didn't even understand what Charlamagne meant by that. And the only reason why Charlamagne doubled back and like started like now trying to like,
he's like
call apologize. Himself a because T.S. Madison called your stupid ass out about it. Because what are you doing? Like, it never gave that for you.
Too comfortable
and you
there.
Cheated on your wife. And no one said, like, what if people said all these comments about you? Like, that's not okay. Like,
I mean,
you gotta stay in your lane.
Let's not act like you didn't get hit in the head and then you ran. So, like,
y'all...
Like
yeah,
no,
I didn't know that.
He did.
I didn't like that comment.
So okay then. Speaking of AD,
I didn't watch Love Is
Blind.
I don't even know.
Free
y'all,
girls.
What's going on with that?
I haven't finished the last episodes, but I've seen enough spoiler alerts.
Who is AD?
I just know.
So AD is
Love Is Not Blind.
It's Love Is Blind, and AD is what was one of the only like black girls that the only black girl that made it to like the finale.
Okay,
and his Love Is Blind was in Austin, right?
North Carolina.
Oh, the last
Charlotte.
Okay. Wow. Is it the one with like this clay guy everybody keeps talking about?
Yeah.
I haven't really watched it.
Think it's one of those things where a lot of people like, first off, Clay has brought up things that like, I mean, I understand. Red flags. I understand like why he might, but why didn't y'all have these conversations like during this time? like the time that y'all were spending together, why weren't y'all just having these conversations? But the big thing about Clay that's really like annoying to me is that he thinks that cheating's hereditary. And it's like he just automatically assumes that since his dad cheated, he's gonna cheat. No. And he
Is he assuming or is he trying to warn her that he's a fuckboy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. You know that.
He kept giving, oh, I'm so scared. I might cheat because my father did. No. If you don't want to be like your father and inflict that type of pain on another woman, you just won't be a cheater. What yeah. you're saying is you are a cheater in relationships and you're about to basically marry somebody and you're scared that in this big commitment, you may cheat on her. Mm. And I'm sorry, even 80s mama, he's a good man. Oh, she pissed me off so bad because I'm like, you're signing your daughter to marry a fuck boy. Like, nobody needs a man that bad. Her mom literally irritated the fuck out of me because I was like, you're literally telling her he's such a good man. Stick by him. He's basically telling your daughter he gonna cheat.
She probably comes from that generation of stick by him no matter what.
We're not sticking behind nobody.
She's not, because she's divorced too. She's divorced. Clay's mama's divorced. So I feel like as the two women, they should have been the ones to be like, no, actually, you don't have to be with him. Like, you don't.
That's weird.
It was, I mean, it's a lot. I can't wait for the reunion because I'm excited to see. But you know what the thing is? I think that Clay really thought, the thing that made me annoyed with Clay is that you took her all the way to the aisle to tell her no. Yeah. Why weren't you like Jimmy and you cut old girl off before even getting down the aisle?
You saw what Wale said, he sees right through Clay and the whole show with just Airbnb promo.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh.
What?
Who's absolutely.
That? Wale.
Airbnb
promo? They say y'all brought Wale out of his hiatus.
Airbnb promo?
Yeah.
He has a business?
Yeah, he has the Clay does. Clay has an Airbnb and jet ski business.
Wow. I haven't seen a lot of
tweets. Smart man.
Yeah, but.
Smart man.
I haven't seen a lot of tweets floating around and one girl made a really good point. She's like, I don't see how Clay had any issues dating. I'm sorry. Like, I don't, as. He didn't need to go on the show. Like
he did.
He didn't need to go on the show. Like
he wasn't ready to be on the show. He wasn't ready to marry.
He's not ready to marry. Yeah. I think he went for a free promo or to let expose him to the world of bitches. I feel like that's what he did.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he had any trouble dating.
No facts. Because someone even zoomed in on his. He has a vision board. If you see on the small corner, TikTok's on there. On his vision board. So he's been wanting to be an
influencer. I love that for. I don't know Clay, but it's like, damn, he really manifested his.
What if
at the expense? Yeah.
Are
of
these
someone
shows
else?
Really y'all on TV?
AD look hurt.
The thing is, for some reason, I don't know. The men this season were all trash. Like one of them is we're just not sure where he lies as far as sexuality.
No, people are saying that, but I don't like that. He doesn't like white women. That is okay.
We're not even talking about on the show. We're talking about his friends outside the show who came out and said he's not even straight.
But I feel like people are just saying that. Like I feel like that's just something to say.
People don't just say
He doesn't like white women, and that's okay.
Well, then he shouldn't have picked a white woman.
But he didn't know.
He knew.
Oh, in the pod.
He knew in the pod towards the end after he had already fallen in love with her, y'all.
You don't go on Love is Blind and say if you don't like white women.
I mean,
if that's the case, then you need to know how to pick up on tone and inflection.
Because you know what's crazy? I kind of agree with Michelle. No. If you a show you like Love is Blind, you can get anybody. Like it's not like oh this
and
is
that's
just
why I think he was
catered to just
I think
women
he was
of color.
Really trying to be open. Like really,
I don't think he tried.
I think he was. Yes, he did.
No. She was having a conversation with him, and this man said, "For you." Or this man said, "For you." I said, "Oh, this man's not."
I feel like everyone's trying to turn him into this villain, and he's not a villain.
They're all villains. I'm not gonna lie, all the men are villains.
He really didn't do anything wrong.
I need to watch.
He told her early
You think that show was an example of healthy communication between him and her?
I don't think it's one of those things, but I think this is the thing. They went into it with these expectations of we're not gonna have sex, we're not gonna do these things before marriage because they're both like very religious people. Cool. So then they get into the house together, and she's like, "But I want you to touch me." So he's like,
oh, like be intimate, affectionate.
She wants intimacy. Yeah. She wants intimacy without sex.
She wants him to show affection.
She wants intimacy without sex. I feel like if you know that y'all are trying to not have sex, why even put yourself in the position to possibly have
sex?
I feel
like you can still hold my hand. If y'all already caress my knee, you can hold me.
You can have intimacy without sex.
Yeah, you don't have to do penetration.
What if he didn't want to do that, y'all?
And
he
doesn't like her. Awkward, they both just staring off at the water, no conversation.
He was more excited about the damn
dolphin.
He went from 0 to 10 on them.
You're telling me they caught this on camera and showed him looking out to the water, not talking to
him. They were sitting on a boat together, and it was just silence. It was awkward as hell to watch.
They even edit out the awkward. They were just sitting there like
it's giving Zeus.
Like, he was it's like as soon as he, it was weird that as soon as he got his phone he was on his phone the entire
You're
time
lying.
That was wild. Like literally she'd be talking he was like
mm-hmm. yep
but Yeah, dang, I don't know.
That sucks.
I don't think he's a villain. I truly don't.
Well, he's not a villain, but the other one was
Jeremy.
And was Jeremy is a super villain because he ended up, first off, he broke up with his girlfriend to go on the show. And then then chose a girl to propose to, but they ended up sneaking off with another girl.
Yeah.
Jeremy who he didn't choose.
Men are dumb.
The other girl, the other guy, Trevor, went on a show engaged, which means his fiance just turned on the TV.
Trevor's engaged?
Yeah. Take, they're all villains. Yes.
Who, engaged. Who is doing background like info on casts?
Thank you.
Like at this point, we know people are lying. And a lot of men actually go into dating shows married or engaged. I mean, not married, engaged or in relationships. Y'all need to start vetting them harder.
Oh, Lord. This is
start
too
vetting
much.
Them harder.
This is giving real life.
I didn't know that.
It's giving real. Y'all
Trevor
know what?
Crazy.
I know what they did. They wanted to give real life. Y'all, this happens in real life. So.
But dang.
Yeah, no, yeah. I really.
You with someone no, 5 and they six thing, years in their marriage.
One thing I will say about this season of Love is Blind, I feel like it was very realistic about what's going on in the dating scene right now. Yeah. Like,
that's true.
It was very realistic.
Yeah,
almost too realistic.
It was too realistic. AD and Clay
she was
like,
ignoring too many red flags.
This is what we've been
when
going
a man
through.
Tells you this something, well, he didn't say it's too good to be true, but when a man basically is essentially saying, like, this is too good to be true, he's letting you know he's gonna fuck up some way, somehow.
Yeah, he's
like,
letting,
he's getting, letting you know.
He's getting you prepared. I told you this was too good to be true.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
I never just.
How did y'all feel about, like, what were y'all's thoughts on Kelsey going on that, like, I don't know if it was a podcast or a radio
interview.
Show and talking
have
about
y'all, the court have case. Is the interview out yet?
I'm not gonna lie. I don't think I'm gonna give it air.
I don't wanna watch it because this is how I feel. You had your chance to say what you have to say on the stand.
On the stand. And you chose immunity. So what are you doing?
I don't know what you can possibly say at this point. Yeah.
Thank you.
But no, they said that she can't be tried. So whatever she's.
She
but,
can't.
I don't
she
know, can't. But
it's
I don't know.
Jeopardy.
Evidently, someone said that's a lie, that she can be tried with
double,
whatever she
no,
said.
No, so the thing is, it's double jeopardy. So it's one of those things where it's like, she can't be tried with the same charges.
But they now, can charge her with something
with
else.
With something different. But
right.
They probably really don't have anything different to charge her with. Like, those probably were the only charges they could even come up with.
They can't get it for perjury?
She's whatever amendment that was, that's what she thought. So it's like she has a right to not say anything.
I just think she's
this
black.
Is so ghetto. I'm like, Tori's really in jail behind this.
And my thing is,
and y'all just out here playing.
But I don't think
if you
that she
come out.
I think she still said that he shot her, right?
I think she wants to be made his friend again.
There's no way
she was listening to Bigfoot.
Hold your breath on that.
Oh, she really? Doesn't want to be friends with Megan.
But my thing is,
she needs more clout and money.
But if that's what you were gonna do. There's so many other podcasts she could have went on. Like, I'm not saying I care to hear what she has to say, but who the fuck podcast are you going on? Like, no disrespect. Like, I just feel like if you were going to tell that story, you should have aimed
you
real
You could
have
went to
high.
The View.
She went on to Gail.
Yeah, honestly.
That's where she should have went.
Gail would have really gave you a platform and a microphone for all of us to hear.
She should have went to Gail. Like,
I'll
let's be
really
honest.
For these Potters.
To. I don't know who it was, but maybe he just had the money that she was looking for. I don't know. I
just
don't
understand. Like,
it was some guy.
Someone,
I really
if I was Kelsey's
him.
Shoes, I'm going on a major platform. How much you want for this story?
But what if people didn't want to touch it?
Because they know.
Because they shouldn't.
I could see that.
I mean, because I feel like a lot of, like, people don't want to say this, but I really think a lot of people are like, damn, Tori's in jail behind this. It's crazy. Like, this is antics. Like, you know, like, someone's really doing 9 years behind this and you're really on a podcast. It's time for me to tell my story as if you serve some
it's
time.
It's not time to tell anything. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I want us to stop talking about it. Like, not us specifically, but like the world. Like, y'all keep trying to dissect and figure out. He's gone to trial. He's in jail. We're done.
Yeah.
There's nothing new that I can find
unless
out
he
that
gets
would
an
change.
Appeal.
I don't know. I hope. I mean, it is what it is. Honestly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, all they want to do is free Tory. That's all they want to say. Hashtag free Tory.
I've been listening to his music lately.
I did.
And like, is it really make Mr. Nigga?
I don't understand. I'm not gonna
lie. Like, damn, we ain't gonna see Corey Tory in concert. Bro.
But you know what? I was listening to Can I by Kalani, and I was like, damn, that Tory verse really missing right now. Cause that new one she put, I was like, woo. But yeah, sorry. I'm not gonna lie. I did think it.
I'm like,
not gonna be a liar.
Like,
no.
We need him back now.
But that's why I do feel like, you know, we do have to learn to separate, especially in the times we're in now, y'all, scary times. It's time we just separate the art from the artist, you know, because the sooner y'all realize that man is inherently evil, like, everyone's bad. Everyone in the industry, to get into the industry, I feel like you cannot succeed unless you do a certain amount of dirt so they can, like, come out and use it against you. Like, everybody's evil. This is how I feel. So it's like, just learn to appreciate art for what it is. And move about your life.
A lot of people, like, I remember I was talking to somebody like, you're one of those. I'm like, I am. I was like, I can separate art from the person. Like, I like what I like. I like their music. It's not like when I'm in there listening to their music, I'm like, support. No, they made a great song. It did numbers. It did its work. What's wrong?
Because I just know by the time we're in our 60s and 70s, everyone we're listening to now, I just can imagine the scandal that's going to come out.
Man. But yeah. I guess we'll move along.
We don't have to. Well, sorry. Oh. We don't have to talk about this very long. But I feel like we discussed it on this podcast. I want to know y'all's opinion. Christina and Rick Ross breaking up.
We said that was going
to happen. Are they broken up?
I mean, she put out a statement.
She put out a statement
saying, she's like, yes, we have been broken up for like a couple weeks now. It was a great run. Our 6 months together was magical.
Now we're giving statements for 6 months.
She was like, I'm not upset about it. She's like, my sales are up. Whatever business she has, like, my sales are up. I'm happy. I'm this. Whatever the case might be. She's like, and no, I'm not going to be going on any podcast talking about my relationship.
Because you didn't have a relationship to talk about on a podcast.
She already
6 months
talked about it. Now you can't go back and talk
about
it.
On Rick Ross?
Oh, yeah, because you know Rick Ross already shown up at a new basketball game with a new girl.
Of course it's Rick Ross.
It's Rick Ross.
You thought he was going to do what? Be
People
sad
be
behind
so,
6 months?
So pressed to talk. I'm not addressing
That's
shit.
That's why he dropped you, because you so pressed to talk.
Yeah. The thing is, she's
That's why you don't brag on men. I'm telling you, the minute you brag on a man, that's the minute he plays in your face.
That's when he's like,
I'm telling you, it's like just a switch.
Three.
Like, are you happy? Yeah. You bragging? It's over for you.
It's like play with your feelings now, ho.
As soon as you add an emoji next to their name.
Literally. I'm telling you.
Oh, as soon as you post them.
They get to start dogging your ass out. No, but you know, she's Louis Farrakhan's like great niece.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh.
She's good.
Maybe you need to separate that. Okay, y'all. So we are going to go into the topic. We also have Crystal here now. Say hello to everybody. So you said what?
The weather tried to take me down. But
glad you made it. So we're going to get into the topic today, y'all. It's going to be interesting. It's honestly just some hot takes, things that I feel like the world is afraid to say or shouldn't be saying. And so I'm just going to jump right on into it, y'all. Rihanna. Things are not sensing like it used to. A few years back. I'm going off what the people say.
What are the people
wearing
saying?
All black with that white tank top. And so, you know.
This is okay.
Boy said that Rihanna never really had talent, y'all.
I never said that.
That's not what she said. She asked the question.
That's not what I said.
What was your question, Nikki?
So my question was, has Rihanna lost the juice musically? And do we think that she's kind of lost her juice due to, you know, motherhood, now being in like a very serious committed relationship? Or was Rihanna just really not as talented as we thought she was?
I mean, I spent $30 on this Fenty lip gloss. So clearly
she's doing something.
But
businesswoman, that's what I said. Let's talk to my question. Rihanna lost her juice musically?
I don't think so. She hasn't put out music. Say that she's lost her juice musically, to me, is a very bold statement.
She has not put out music
in almost 10 years.
Didn't Rihanna put out two new songs?
She did a soundtrack album.
I
mean,
that song.
She won an Oscar.
She won a Grammy for that.
And we just talked about some people winning Oscars and Grammys.
I mean, but it's Rihanna. I think she deserved one.
But your statement was,
we talked about people
Beyonce
who didn't deserve it.
I don't think Beyonce
It was like
won
a memorial song.
For
it wasn't necessarily
that.
A song that was going to get radio play.
Yeah.
But it got an award.
Yeah.
Which is not.
I wasn't a fan of it.
Comparative to.
I wasn't a fan of it either.
It's cool. But like what I'm saying is, I mean, but it is what facts are facts. So what I'm saying is that I can't say she's lost her juice musically because she hasn't put out a body of work in 10 years.
I'm basing this a lot on also her recent performance for the Indian billionaire's son's wedding. I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Rihanna, but musically, I just don't think she's there anymore. And I would love for her to be there, but I don't think she's there. I think she's a great businesswoman. I think that she's doing fabulous things when it comes to the beauty industry, fashion industry, but musically,
but what are you basing it off?
Forget about people's like.
Let me ask you a question. What are you basing it off of? Because you said you're basing it off of her performance
which is old songs, which is hits.
And
so
her performance, her Super Bowl performance wasn't that great either.
But okay.
So we can only base
let's talk
on,
about, we're not talking about her dancing ability. We're talking about music rise, right? Yeah. So she put out songs that were hits and she was singing songs that were hits.
But performance, like you can put out, you can still perform your old hits and it'd be a great show.
People you didn't do think that Super Bowl performance was good?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was a great show for what I think Rihanna can bring.
But she was pregnant. Wow. Okay.
But as Paulette, according to Paulette, her peers do it all the time. Like I said, how many people perform pregnant?
Yeah. Let's be like,
how many people have announced pregnancies while performing?
But no, let's be like, because I know there has to be some context to what you're saying. And so, because you did before, like we started
Beyonce
recording.
did a whole performance on what is it, the MTV Music Awards, and killed it. And then after but that, what, announced her okay. pregnancy.
I mean, I don't understand. Respectfully, like, Beyonce wasn't doing a full night, and I love Beyonce down, but she wasn't doing a full. Boom Cat. She was singing and she was, the vocals was there, don't get me wrong, but there wasn't.
She was still dancing.
Beyonce was not, it was Love on Top. She was not dancing.
But she was
dancing. On that song when she announced it, but her, she did more than that.
But what I'm saying, like, I don't think there's like comparison. I don't think we should be, I feel like that's apples to oranges. I'll be real with you. I will say that. And I can't, I don't want to take that away from Rihanna. Like, oh, just because she's not putting out an album that she's lost the juice. She is still Rihanna. Like, she is still Rihanna.
Yeah, I think she's still Rihanna. And we can't take away from her name. I don't doubt that. But musically, I just don't think it's there. And she might prove me wrong.
So you don't think she's capable of making a comeback musically?
I don't think that Rihanna, I think that whatever Rihanna puts out, it's not gonna hit the way her old stuff hits. I think she might have hit her plateau musically.
But I don't understand why you're basing it off of her dancing performance. That's the only reason
I'm just thinking of performance wise in general. Like, I've been to a Rihanna concert. I saw what kind of show she put on. That's not the same show she's been putting on.
But we're speaking to her music capabilities, and you're basing it off of her performance capabilities.
Yeah, I'm saying superstar abilities. Like, that would be for anybody.
Now you're changing what you're saying. The thing is, we're at the agree to disagree.
I'm not changing what I'm saying. I'm saying musically, I think she's lost her juice.
I think what Nikki's talking about is,
I can only compare
as a musician and as an artist, she just doesn't see Rihanna as an artist anymore. She sees her more as like a businesswoman. But as far as looking at Rihanna as like an artist, she doesn't see it anymore, because when she sees Rihanna's perform, it's not giving, I'm an artist. I think that's what she's trying to say.
Yeah. The thing is, I can't say that, because I can only base on what Rihanna hands us. If Rihanna's not putting out new music, I can't base it on that. I can only base it on what Rihanna brings to the public. Yeah. Right. That's all she's brought.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's your opinion. I will say though, like, I don't feel like it is fair, just because, like, again, her Super Bowl performance, she was pregnant. And so, for this current performance, I'm not going to lie, I don't even think she was prepared, because she did the same exact performance that she did at the Super Bowl. So I feel like it was an opportunity that she couldn't turn down. And I don't think she prepared enough.
If she did it for the second time, it would be even better.
Who pissed me off was her stylist. Why do they have her wearing it?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a lot.
I've seen her dressed better.
Like, going to brunch.
But on a runway. Mm-hmm. In that same, like, you know, cultural attire. So I don't understand why they had her in this mismatched thing. I don't know. That irritated me, but whatever.
Right. But
that's neither here nor there. But anyways, Rihanna, we hope to see you come back, you know.
Honestly, I think she can do it.
I think she's capable of doing it.
I just feel like
I don't think she cares though. I don't think she cares. And respectfully,
I
kind of
second in her life now.
You know, I disagree. I do think she cares. I just think that it's like she's in competition with herself at this point. And not even competition with herself, competition with people's expectations of her now. Because even the people like Nikki, that's who Rihanna is gonna have to impress. It's not y'all. It's not the people who are already fans.
Right.
It's people who are expecting her to not do, no shade, but to not come back and be her best. So when you have that like on your shoulders, kind of like, if I do bad as an artist, this affects all my other businesses. Because if Rihanna starts losing the name Rihanna, then that affects Fenty now. That affects all her other businesses that are tied into her name. So it's kind of like, why even take that gamble at this point?
I mean, then we might as well say the same for Cardi B.
That's what I was like. So what do y'all feel about Cardi then?
Because
what business does Cardi have?
No, not that. Music aspect. Because, you know, Cardi's
not going to drop another apples to orange conversation again.
Oh, but yeah. I honestly feel like, and I think Cardi's even mentioned this herself.
At least Cardi's trying.
I do think that she's a bit afraid to top her first album.
She has.
I don't think she's trying. I think she just has a big budget for just visuals, but she's really not trying.
She dropped the freestyle, and the freestyle actually wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
Well, whatever.
She called it a freestyle.
I don't think it was bad though.
I definitely think she's scared to live up to her.
Her verses on featured.
She had a feature run. Don't get me wrong. She had a feature run. She slid on every feature she was on. But I
nine like writers, she, one freestyle.
That's what I'm saying. Is she trying? Is she trying on a freestyle? That's a freestyle for you.
No,
I'm not saying that's a freestyle for me.
I'm just saying,
but I'm
saying trying.
She is trying because she's actually putting bodies of work out, regardless of what people are saying.
Singles.
She's still putting. It doesn't matter. It's more than Rihanna's put out.
But my thing
you're
is
compared now. Okay, see,
but also she's in her seventh year of being an artist.
Let's stay in the
Rihanna on her in her seventh year. She was on her seventh album.
Exactly. No,
so we can't compare Rihanna.
I know, but I'm just saying that we brought Cardi B in afterwards talking about Rihanna. So I'm saying like y'all can't sit here and say that Cardi is like not doing anything.
Cardi B has not dropped a sophomore album.
That's
what
I'm saying.
How Cardi B was brought up? We just asked. So would the same thing apply to Cardi? Well, like I said, Cardi and Rihanna are not in the same conversation because, like I said, Cardi is now going on year seven and she has not, we've yet to see her sophomore album.
Yeah.
All we've been getting from Cardi is features. She hasn't carried a song by herself. So she hasn't even dropped a single to me. Just this freestyle. But
it's okay, but people are kind of eating her up for that anyways because that coach comment. So
yeah. What coach comment?
She don't want no coach bag, basically.
Yeah.
While coach is in the heights of its return, and that's coach like, commented on that TikTok interesting. I'm like, girl, you just missed a bag. You could have got a collab
wrote
like Megan did.
Whatever.
And she went and bought a coach bag in a video. Yeah.
But no, I mean, she don't want a coach bag. She's entitled to that, right?
I just feel like She's in Birkins now. You don't need to be talking about coach. Just say you're not rocking Chanel at this point. Like, it's so far out of your league. We don't need to tell that you're not rocking a coach.
To get back to Cardi, though, I just think, honestly, me personally, and I like Cardi, but I think she's ran her race in this game of rap. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for her to do something else.
I don't think she has.
I mean, Cardi B can try to get into acting. She can try to, you know, try business, try to open up different things.
Cardi's going to have a sophomore album.
I just think musically she's just not there.
I think she is. I just think that she's aware that it's not going to do what her freshman album, her first album did.
Probably not.
She's aware, huh?
She's not musically there anymore.
But then
she knows
also we have to look at it.
You know you just can't produce
something. The thing is, here's the thing.
Being honest with yourself.
We can't take away the fact that like Cardi still has influence. The fact that people are still going and packing out shows for songs that came out 5 years ago.
Okay. What shows is she
packing out by herself?
I mean, she's packing
nothing.
Out.
She can't pack out shows
alone.
Maybe
not by
herself. But she's still coming out and doing different festivals.
Oh, festivals.
But she's doing festivals. Which festival? Like, she can't run her own.
She had a recent one last year.
She was a part of like
TikTok
one. But it's like she can't do things.
Oh, the TikTok.
What I'm saying, Cardi B, yes, she has influence, but as a solo artist, no. Like, it's done. It's okay, though. Like, it's actually okay. And I think she's getting to the point where she understands that she
y'all are really
is that.
Good.
I mean, how can we say Rihanna's not musically there and can't say the same about Cardi? That's crazy. She's
I
not
think
there.
That Rihanna has so many other accolades that it's like music doesn't need to be one of them anymore. That's
same
the
for Cardi.
That's the difference. No, Cardi doesn't have those accolades.
She's a Grammy. You're good. You did well.
But she doesn't have, like, $1 billion business. You know what I'm saying? Cardi still has respect to gain in the music industry as far as rapping goes. You know what I'm saying? Like she has other things that she has to prove. That's the reason why I feel like she can't leave the game just yet. Rihanna, on the other hand, it really doesn't matter if Rihanna puts out another album, another song for the rest of her life. It doesn't matter. Rihanna's gonna be Rihanna.
I think the point I was trying to make is if we're going to question if they're still there musically, then Cardi needs to be brought up because where's the sophomore album? You're doing all these features. I feel like you can't carry yourself on your own album. So I feel like if anybody needs to be questioned musically, it would need to be Cardi.
And like her music does sound like outdated. Like she recorded this years ago and now she's finally taking them out the vault. It's giving old.
A lot of people do that though.
But like I feel you. Cardi B's good musically. Anyway, moving forward, how do y'all feel about Diddy and Meek Mill, these allegations? Okay. Do y'all feel like Meek Mill should have spoke?
The only thing I do want to say with this lawsuit, you know, is that I don't know if it's the lawyer, and we're going to blame the lawyer because the victim is not the one who put this manifesto together. It is the lawyer. I think my issue with it is that in reading it, first off, there's a lot of things that are inaccurate in it, right? For instance, they have a picture of quote-unquote Stevie J in there, who the picture is not even of Stevie J. we all saw that video. It was like years ago that went viral where they said it was Stevie J like in like a gay porno or whatever.
And didn't he like already like...
No, but it actually wasn't him. It was just like a lookalike. Okay. So the fact that it's a still photo of that in it, it's like, as a lawyer, like, why didn't you do your research to at least like, you know, make sure that wasn't accurate. Something. Yeah. And then a lot of stuff that was in there, I remember I was even confused because I'm just like, okay, for instance, it says that allegedly Meek Mill and Diddy had like some relations, right? Why is that in there? Like, did he rape him? Was it consensual? Because you're spilling tea in this lawsuit? Because there's so much stuff on there that's like kind of irrelevant to the actual suit, where it's like, what are you trying to establish here? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to establish that Diddy is gay? Are you trying to establish that Meek Mill is gay? If not,
what was the point?
It's not illegal to be gay. You know what I mean? And that's the problem. It's like a lot of it just seems like you're trying to slander and defame somebody on the basis of trying to establish like a case, which I understand, but at the same time it's like, it's not illegal to be gay. So people going against Meek Mill and saying all these things, it's like, I understand where Meek Mill is coming from, because he's coming through and say, if I come out and say some like crazy shit, now I'm the bad guy. Because is he supposed to come out and say, I'm not fucking gay, because if he says that, then it's like, what's wrong with being gay? But then if he says, oh, I don't have a problem with this, then it's like, oh, he is gay. It's like, he's damned if he does, yeah, he's damned if he don't. But
I agree,
he shouldn't actually have been in that at all, because he had nothing to do with it. So I didn't understand that.
I almost felt like the clips of the lawsuit I saw were fake, because you know how like when you're reading something, there's like a number at the end. I can't think of what it's called, like a subscript to tell you to refer to. Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't say Meek Mill. Like, it says some shit like the rapper.
This Philadelphia rapper who
signed to such and such. So I was like, who else could it be?
No, this Philadelphia rapper who dated a Grammy award winning Meek Mill or something.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, like,
it's like, so Meek Mill.
No one's supposed to figure that out. This is supposed to be confidential information, and these little notes y'all put in here is just not it.
It was like, so weird. So it's like, it's hard for me to take it seriously.
But didn't Meek Mill just drop a new album?
He sure did.
So
great EP.
Maybe
his song's actually charting number one
on
iTunes.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe it's gonna be to his advantage that, because I feel like not only this, but he's been in the headlines a lot these past few months. So it's like,
they say he just got his master.
Yeah. So it's like one of those things where maybe, like, I understand, like, it sucks that he's involved in this, but
you're saying,
I
mean,
it's helping his music.
And you know what's crazy? He literally just posted that he was in a car accident because his brakes like slipped or whatever, and he barely survived. I'm like, Meek Mill, is everything good?
Talking about, they're trying to sit you up.
I don't know. Yeah, take you out the game, me.
Yeah, like, what is giving now? I just feel like no celebrity safe in 2024. Like, I feel like everybody is on the chopping block.
Yeah.
You did something wrong 10 years ago, it's time to pay up or be exposed. Mm-hmm. Like,
Carisha opened up.
Yeah. Hey.
She's selling on her. See, the thing is, people are making it way more dramatic.
What is Carisha doing?
So she's selling old clothes.
She made an Instagram called Carisha's Closet, and she's like, I'm going to start posting clothes on there, whatever, and designers.
That she's selling.
So now they're like, oh my gosh, the funds is running
low. Hasn't Ari been doing that?
Carisha's been doing that before Diddy, to be fair though.
Yeah, but
a lot of influencers do that.
She was doing that, but I don't know if it was before Diddy.
I remember
she was selling like the Chanel top and stuff like that, because I saw some of her stuff, but that wasn't that long ago.
No, yeah, for sure. Because at first she had a Poshmark at first, because I looked at it, and it was literally, and I realized that she changed stuff from the Poshmark to her website. Her Poshmark she made a long time ago, so she really has been selling like used clothes.
I just saw her make an Instagram. My thing is, I thought it was a bit dramatic anyway, because they're like, her funds are running low. Like, she's, I'm just like, yo.
People always checking other people's pockets.
Yeah.
So then, do y'all feel like, since like 2024 is one of those years of exposure, like, does this kind of correlate like with Wendy Williams? Because I feel like I see a lot of people talking about how like Wendy Williams, like, she's getting what she deserves, basically.
I think we need to stop saying that. Yeah, this woman has been ill.
She's diagnosed.
She had a mental breakdown.
Her karma is crazy.
That type of stress on the body, that could take anybody out. So, like, what are we doing here? Like, she deserves that to be happening to her. That is crazy to me. I feel like that's a very wild,
like,
and bold statement
to say about
somebody.
From what people are saying, they're like, Wendy wasn't really the best person. Like, she really came for a lot of people, I guess, in her
past. That was her job. That was her
coming
job.
For people and talking gossip versus shit that Diddy's being alleged of doing.
Thank
rape
you.
And kid,
thank
like
you.
All this crazy stuff. You can apples to
she
oranges.
Is, she
like,
is the,
it's night and day.
Right.
Like,
she's the creator of Neighborhood Talk, Shade Room, all that. Mm-hmm. They are doing what she did for a living. She is the one that pioneered all that. So to me, it's like, are y'all going to put them on the same stake of y'all deserve whatever bad things happen to y'all? I just don't get that statement. I just feel like that's kind of, it's terrible and nasty to say about her. And mm-hmm. I just, it's sad. Even the documentary, all that stuff is just, mm-hmm. I feel like it's sick. They're taking advantage of her in the moment that she's vulnerable, and it just sucks. Because, like, I never saw Wendy Williams' career just looking like this now. It's crazy.
I do think a lot has changed, and I do think this is going to be the year that a lot of stuff gets exposed, because so many people are coming out and speaking their truths. Like, just recently, one of the actors from the show, is it Josh? What's it?
Oh, Drake Bell.
Drake and Josh. Mm. He came out and said that he was assaulted by one of the writers at Nickelodeon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Remember, like, he got accused of, like, molesting a kid.
Yeah, so he was accused of, like, molesting a child.
But they say people who are abused like that go on to do it to other people. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying, but they say that's very repeated, like, behavior. So I do think,
Who produced? Is it Dan Schneider that produced it?
Dan. That's a sicko.
So I think we'll conclude this in December of the year. What else has come out about bullshit? Because I feel like a lot of stuff's about to get spilled.
To, like, switch things up, one thing I'll say, I think Real Housewives of Atlanta needs to recast the OGs and get rid of all. Yeah, recast the OGs. They need to do that for Roni. These seasons are just not it anymore. I'm not gonna lie.
You know what I really think it is? I think people are just...
They're not good for TV.
I think people are just tired of Real Housewives.
Yeah. You think so? Specifically the Atlanta. Yeah. I feel like Atlanta low-key is not the worst franchise, but, like, low-key, like, they're bottom tier for me. I don't really keep up with Atlanta.
There's a lot of...
Okay, Dubai, Salt Lake, yeah, okay. But, like, when it comes to, like, top tier, I wouldn't consider Atlanta up there. Beverly Hills, well, New York before the
New Jersey's
switch.
At the bottom, too.
Really?
Yeah, if people are tired of family drama like that.
But also, we have to keep in mind that when they say just that these shows are at the bottom, they're at the bottom compared to themselves. I think Atlanta still has one of the best, like, ratings above all of them. And Miami, as much as everyone says Miami is, like, the best show out, they have the worst ratings of all the franchises.
Really? No, but yeah, I've never heard Miami, because that's literally why they went on break for as long as what they did, because their ratings were, because I ain't never heard Miami being the best. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's at one point it does get tired. You know what I mean? Because Atlanta, we all used to love, like, the Real Housewives, like, all the franchises. We've sat and had whole episodes about the franchise, but it's just like, now it's like there's not really much to talk about. Like,
but do
just
y'all,
like,
feel like that in general, just like about reality TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like flavor.
Yeah, I feel like, because I don't know, I feel like since, like, maybe like the 90s, like late 90s, early 2000s, that's whenever reality TV kind of really got its juice, like with, like, Real World and different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah, like,
but
Real
I still
World,
feel like it was
Bad
peak
Girls
in the late 2000s. Like, bro, no, Love and Hip Hop.
No,
was peak.
No, that's what I'm saying. So that's whenever
that's still
saying,
on, like, the air somehow. Somewhere.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, reality TV really came in, like, late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So now we're going on, like, a 25 to almost 30 year run. I almost feel like there's going to be something else that comes in that kind of.
You know what
streaming.
It is?
I think it's social media.
I'm not going to lie. It's these fighting shows. Like, all that exploiting fights. That's what's in
that.
Now. No,
I
that
think
is
it's
what's
definitely just streaming.
That's what a lot of people like watching.
Social media.
Like, a lot of people like this, like, reality fight TV now. Like,
see,
everyone
likes
that.
I feel like it's like true crime.
You know,
no.
I also feel like it's a form of, like, instant gratification. With reality TV, right, we didn't have social media and stuff like that. We didn't have all these after shows. So when you're watching a reality television show, you really have to know what's going on day to day to day.
Yeah.
But then you have shows, like, even right now, we're watching Love is Blind. Before we even got to the end, we found out so much is happening. Like, we already know, like, oh, they don't end up together. So it takes away, like, the fun of even continuing to the end. So people are dropping off. Now, like, with reality TV, like, it's so easy. Like, you could be watching a drama and literally go to that person's social media page to know if these people are still friends.
Right.
So
I definitely think, for me, in regards to The Housewives, I have not watched any of the new seasons of any of them. I think more than just the plots of the shows and the cast, like, I think I got tired of watching it, because when it came to the reunion, Andy was not holding these people accountable to certain things. And to me, it's like, even when it came to Garcelle, like, the constant, like, bullying Making that she favorites. Received, even regards to her son and the way he sat up there and let all those other women gaslight her, to me, now I'm good on watching the show. Because if you can't even protect her, but y'all brought her on to have diversity on the show, I don't want to watch. Atlanta, I been stopped watching after the allegations, because y'all kept talking about that shit.
That
I did not want to hear it anymore. And I lost interest in watching it, because I felt there was no accountability from the cast members, especially when it came to the reunion. Like, we wait all this time, watch all these episodes, come to the reunion, and we not even really getting to the tea of what happened to the season and why things happen the way they did. So to me, it's like, why am I watching this anymore? I don't see the point of watching it. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not entertaining, but I just decided for me, like, I'm good on watching this show, because I'm not getting anything from it anymore.
I don't think it's just not, I don't know, it's just not giving, like, flavor.
It's not giving, excellence anymore and rich money and the shit that I want to see. Now it's giving drama between friends, and it's like, bruh.
Because low-key, the reason why we watched Atlanta as well is because, like, you know, we watched Beverly Hills, but then it was nice to see, like, Most black women seeing people that look like us living like this, like that's what's up. But now
drama.
Yeah, I feel like they can pick anybody.
Drama.
He's popular on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just be like, all right, literally. Cool. But okay, so who brought up Love Is Blind?
I think Michelle.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little hot take. Since the whole, I guess the finale came on, not the reunion, but the actual season finale, I don't feel bad for AD. That's it. I don't feel bad for her. And the reason why is because I feel like, I don't know if y'all watched it, but mm-hmm. I feel like.
I watched it through y'all.
Okay. So for the people who didn't watch, long story short, they didn't get together. Her, the only black couple on there. And like, I thought
y'all said they got married.
No, they did not get married. He said no at the altar.
He said no at the altar. Yeah.
Yeah.
He played her.
Yeah. So, and everybody's like, you know, go. And you know what? Great for the black women. You know, I'm always rooting for the black women. But the reason why I don't feel bad is because women go on this show. First of all, I feel like a little bit of her and a lot of the women who go on the show are just a little bit boy crazy. Just a little bit. And that's another topic for another day.
I don't think they're boy crazy. I think they're marriage crazy.
Same thing. So, yeah.
Or like, marriage desperate.
Yeah. Same thing. So I just feel like for women who go on that show and like they hold these men to these standards that they know that they cannot make. Like you, first of all, you go on the show, you know that there's a 50% chance that a man can say no at the end of the day, no matter what he's telling you, no matter what he's presenting, no matter what actions he's showing. At the end of the day, he can say no. So there's that. But then you put all this faith into thinking that he's going to say yes and ignoring all the red flags, ignoring everything that he's telling you, ignoring all these signs that he's pretty much saying that he's not ready, just for you to be disappointed at the end. It's kind of just like, what did you expect? Like, why did you not mentally prepare yourself for this? I don't care mm-hmm. what he was like. I don't care that you guys had a good sexual connection. Like, the nigga was pretty much telling you, I'm not ready. I'm afraid. And every conversation, it became memes at that point where he's bringing up every single time, I'm not ready. I just feel like, you know, the people in my life, like, I, you know, they just kind of gave me PTSD from marriage. And da, 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 da. And it's just like, and every time she's like, well, I'll stick by your side. I'm a ride for you. This and da, da, da. And I'm just like, at what point as a woman are you going to take accountability and be like, you know what? He's telling me this. And at the end of the day, like, I have to take what he's saying, mm-hmm. not with a grain of salt. So that's why, honestly, I don't feel bad for her. I mean, sorry. I like the girl. Don't get me wrong. I think she was great TV, but it's still just like, I don't feel
but
bad.
But where is
like,
his accountability?
Yeah. Absolutely. So my 100%.
So just like he can sit up and say these things to her, where was his accountability to break it off with her before
going down
the aisle?
I'm not on Clay's side at all.
So I actually do feel bad for AD because here's the thing. It's like, yeah, someone can sit there and tell you like, someone can tell you, hey, I don't like the color red. I don't like the color red. I don't like the color red. And, but they're bringing you like red roses. Okay, that's weird. Like, why would you be doing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. he's, like, his words are saying one thing, but his actions are showing something completely different. Mm. You're still talking about, oh, I want to do marriage counseling with you. I want to do these different things with you. I want to do this. I want to do that with you. And then you still go and have a bachelor party. You allow me to have a bachelorette party. We do our final date before the wedding night. We still go through with that. You allow all of our friends and family to come to this wedding.
That's the crazy.
Yeah, you
like,
that's something
people
you
flew in.
That's
are you crazy?
You allow all of our friends and family to come to this wedding to well, then say no to me at the altar. So yes, I actually do feel really bad for AD. Yes, I understand that he might have been saying certain things, but like I said, his actions were something completely different. And maybe she's thinking like, hey, yeah, like, okay, he's scared of marriage, but, you know, he's willing to like get over that fear with me. We're able to work through that together. We're able to get through that together. Mm. So yeah, I actually do feel bad for AD.
Let's not forget her mama was pushing her. He's a good man. Yeah, stick beside him. Yeah, so yeah, she yeah, wasn't going anywhere. Like,
but, yeah, no. Even at the very end when she was just like, you know, there was nothing that he could have said that would have allowed her to say no. You're right. I'm not on Clay's side. Don't get me wrong. I'm not on his side at all because I do feel like he definitely could have had that conversation prior to the altar. But I just feel like sometimes like there's just something about like women who are just so desperate to get married that you'll just continuously ignore signs. You'll continuously ignore like what a man is telling you just because out of desperate, you literally will marry a man like Clay just to say, hey, I'm married. Like, actually, let's be so serious here. We actually need to start standing up. Like,
well, women do that all the time.
And that's a problem. And that's a problem.
Men do it too. Women and men are in relationships that they don't want to be in just
for the sake of getting married.
For the sake of getting married, for the sake of pleasing their family and friends.
Yeah, no,
like,
and
there's a lot of different things. I don't agree with it, but it's like,
I do think, I mean, I see where Crystal's coming from. I do think that men and women need to release themselves from the shackles of that because that is crazy to like, want something you know that
you want
it's not,
like
I know you
yet.
Want it but you know that with this person it's not attainable so mm-hmm. why do you want it so
but
bad
not,
with this person
but not like, everyone is as strong being single like others like not everyone is happy being single
and that's a problem that's what I'm saying
I agree
like,
it's a problem but I I think it's just, you know, like, I'm not going to, like, come down on AD because, yeah, she ignored some red flags. All those people had red flags. All of them.
Yeah, because she's an adult. She's not a 20-something. She's 32, I think. So I feel like, yeah, I think that the accountability, and again, so I mean, respectfully, like, she is. Like, I'm saying she's not in her 20s. So I'm just like...
Yeah.
Call it. No. I'm sorry. Like,
deep, bro.
And again, like, I'm not saying that, like, let's be serious here. Like, men are men at the end of the day. There are men who will just give you all these things just to play in front of your face and will switch up on you on the last minute. Right. But at what point are women going to start taking accountability for, you know what I'm saying? Like, you knew, like, he was telling you to your face. And every time she would be like, you could tell in her eyes, she was questioning, like, yeah, like, I don't know if this nigga always
She's a Reese Teaser.
But you just decided to just be like, I believe in you. Bad, you can't believe in a man who don't believe in himself.
This is the beginning. Like, you know, this is a Reese Teaser.
That's the part
you where they believe in the first in a man who don't believe in himself. Like, and that's exactly what she was doing, choosing to, like, see the potential. When it, and she even said, like, in the beginning, she's Captain Save-A-Ho. Girl,
she
like,
said that about herself.
She
likes to build men up.
Yeah, and my thing is, like, girl, at what point are you going to stop doing that?
That's
like,
what I'm
saying. Honestly,
but the crazy part is, I do
think someone got
to
do it.
Exactly. I do think that there are qualities in AD, even being as she is, that if she found the right person, she'd be perfect for it.
Oh, absolutely. I think Clay
was literally just a monster in sheep's clothing who just happened to take advantage and like, literally feed off that desperation.
This brings me back to my next hot take. The dating pool is not trash, it's just the men you choose are.
Not necessarily.
I think it's both.
I think it's a mix of both.
I feel like some people, like, for example, like, when, like, some, like, I hear some stories, like, some people complain about dating. Actually, I'll use myself as an example. Like, when you look back, you're like, dang, all these complaints, and realize you were dating the same person.
Yeah.
The same person. Yeah. You kept picking the same person.
I think there's a lot of wolves in sheep clothing, though, in the dating pool, to be honest with you. I think that a lot of people just aren't honest with themselves, like, who they truly are. And so whoever they want to portray, they're going to portray that to you whenever you're dating them. And it's not until their real actions come out and you're like, oh, this is actually who you are. Mm-hmm. And now by this time, you might have put some time into it, you know? Yeah. And after a certain while, like, when you get to a certain point in your life, you don't think you have as much time to waste. So, let's say you put a year plus into this person already and now they're trying to show signs of, like, this may not be really who they are. You're thinking you can work through it. So it's like, I really do think the dating pool is just trash. I don't think it's all, like, don't get me wrong. Everyone doesn't have a great picker. I don't even think my picker is on point 100% of the time. But I do think that some people in the dating pool are just trash that don't need to be dating.
Yeah, I think another problem with the dating pool is kind of like, everything is in the same pool. It'd be different if it was, like, separated. There was, like, a friends with benefits pool, a situationship pool, a talking pool, an intentional pool, ready for marriage pool. But the thing is, everybody's picking from the same pool. So the niggas who are not serious are picking from the same pool people who are serious are picking from. And everybody knows that when you first meet somebody on a first date, you can't say, hey, I'm not serious, I'm just trying to fuck. You can't say that because most guys will say, oh, if I tell a girl that, she's not going to talk to me. Well, duh. But instead, what you do is you keep talking to her and leading her on so that you can fuck. And then you lean back and say, hold on, mama, I thought that we was just chilling. I thought we was just dating. I didn't know you was trying to be serious. And then after that girl leaves that situationship, you expect her to go back into that same dating pool, pull from it, and then have that same eagerness that she had the first time. No, now she's cautious. Now she has her wall up. And then a guy who probably is serious is like, oh no, she's too much. She's too much drama. Like, I'm trying to talk to you and you're scarred. You have trauma. So it's like this never ending cycle of people who are meant for each other, never finding each other before they're scarred. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the dating pool's trash. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. I agree. The dating pool's very
trash. But also, like, we just weren't supposed to see, like, this many people in our lifetime,
like, meet this many,
like,
people.
Yeah,
or, I'll be honest with you, we weren't supposed to. Our parents didn't.
Wait, when you say meet people, can you,
like dating people, so many,
like,
people?
Do you feel dating, like, okay, yeah, like, do you feel like we were really supposed to come across this many people dating wise?
Yeah,
and then, like, do y'all think that this kind of goes back to, like middle school, like when they were trying to teach us about sex and, like, they're telling y'all, like, hey, like, stay abstinent, stay this. Like, do you feel like maybe if we had actually, like, listened to some of our education and stayed abstinent, do you think that would have changed the dating pool a little bit?
No.
I feel like we have social media. Like, I can meet a nigga from across 50 states away. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like
social media was always going to interrupt the frequency of things.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have dating apps. That's one thing. People can change the locations. But I feel like you can follow a random ass person on social mm-hmm. media who doesn't even live in your city, and now y'all are dating. You know what I mean? So right. it's kind of just like, I don't feel like it has nothing to do with sex.
Yeah. I also mm-hmm. feel like,
but like we just come across so many people. I feel like temptation is too high. I feel like men and women think that they're so much better because
too many
options. You just come across so many people. Like back in the day, you met somebody by meeting them in person. Like that's how you met your husband, that's how you met your wife, that's how you met your significant other, because you met them in person out doing somewhere. And now it's like, no, you can meet somebody digitally before you even meet them in person. So it's like,
but I don't necessarily feel like dating too many people or meeting people is a bad thing. Like I feel like it kind of preps you for like what you really, really want. Like, and honestly, some of the shit I really could have did without, let's right. be for real. But at the same time, like, I feel like it, honestly, it made me into the woman that I am today. I feel like I know exactly what I want, or I know, like, I have an idea of what I want, and I know, like, exactly what I don't want. Versus mm-hmm. before, it's like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna date this guy because I feel like he's attractive and mm-hmm. it's what I want. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, but I don't know. I just feel like it gives you more experience mm-hmm. to, like, just life experience in general.
To piggyback off of what she asked, though, I do have to agree with her. I don't think we were meant to, like, be so intimate with so many people.
And oh, intimate? So, oh, no, okay, like, hold on.
Let me land first. In general. Be so intimate with someone, opening yourself up with someone, allowing so many people to, like, yeah, you no. weren't, it wasn't meant to be like that. Like, that was supposed to be for exclusive person. Like, not people,
even, I think,
you know?
Even just, so. Like, if you take sex out yeah. of the, like, picture, right. I think just even allowing so many people into your life, yeah. I think it no, does sure. like
definitely
kind of mess up your dating habits. It does. Because it just puts things into the atmosphere that maybe you would have been okay with mm-hmm. before, you maybe would have been able to work with before mm-hmm. if you hadn't experienced so many different people.
100%. Okay, yeah. if we're adding that into the equation, yeah. then yes.
No, 100%. I'm not talking about just sex. I'm talking about like even if you take sex out of the picture, like just experiences. Like yeah. it's just like, okay, like, it's like, okay.
No, so if you put it that way, I agree.
Yeah, like yeah. if you have like, yeah, I agree. Like, it's like one of those things where like, if you have a man that, if you've dated a man, dated five men that have all made $1 million.
That's your expectation now.
Your sixth man, you're not going to look at someone who's making 100,000.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. But not even that. Imagine you're someone who has never dated a man who's made $1 million. But you are on social media, come be in contact with so many men who you see have made $1 million, and now that is your not expectation.
Oh my gosh, did y'all
but
see that?
Nowhere in your like square footage, yeah. nowhere in your region.
You know,
so I feel like in that sense, it's like you're meeting more people in this lifetime than you really should have, because you're meeting people on social media. You're exposed right. yourself to so many more. You could be someone who lives in a country where the right. closest millionaire is probably 3 meters away and probably already married. But in your head, you're like, I want somebody who looks like this, looks like this, looks like this. And your expectation, your preferences aren't even based off of the people who are around you. Mm-hmm. Like right now, you can go to a small town in like a different country, and someone's preference can be somebody who they've never even seen in person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, oh, I want to mm-hmm. marry this, what they picture to be exotic, right, but they've right. never seen this person in real life.
And a lot or of people's preferences don't even match their values either. So no. it's like, it's just a messed up thing. Like,
even about what people will maintain or expect in a relationship, like when it comes to the conversation of 50-50, so many people have that conversation yeah. and it's just like, Why are you having the conversation?
Yeah.
You're not even in a relationship like to even right, be discussing right. this 50-50 conversation. Never dated a man who was paying for this. You was doing that. So to me, it's like, how are you just going to just say, I'm not going to go 50-50?
No, it's funny that y'all say that, because recently there was a girl who came out. She, a guy had took her on a date to a basketball game.
Oh.
And she was upset because they weren't floor seats. And the girl honestly didn't look mm-hmm. above. She didn't look like she was above 23, 24. Probably, I don't even say 25.
That's the expectation.
She looked very young.
I thought you were going to talk about the girl who was talking about how
she got lunch money.
Yeah.
How the guy said that.
I think he sent her $50.
He sent $30.
$30. Mm. And like she's like, I'm hungry. She was like, okay, like, guy's like, I'm going to send you some money. He cash apps her $30. Mm-hmm. She was like, what am I going to do with $30?
Hey. Bitch, where are you eating?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Are you getting lunch? A three course
at lunchtime?
$30
will get me a long way.
Where are you going? Yeah.
It can low key give me three meals.
That can get me lunch and dinner if we be
and gas.
That can give me lunch and gas. Yeah. Excuse me?
Why are you putting all your money, that money to food? That's, see, you're not even thinking yeah. smart. Like,
that's a big back right there.
No, really. Really. And greedy. Greedy.
Yeah. What?
Like, me, you're that hungry for lunch? That's a small, supposed to be
what
a small meal.
Lunch is crazy.
100? Like, I don't know.
I think she wanted, like,
but I'm back to
like
the
that.
Floor seats conversation. So she was very upset that he got what seats?
Yeah, I don't know what seats, but it was a floor
seats. You're in a ball game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Which is an experience at the end of the day.
And what kind of person
people's expectations are
just so social media
out of this
world.
Has
she been on floor seats before?
That's what I'm saying.
So
you're like floor seats. Why do you think that's where you need to be?
And not even just that. Okay, then go back with the person who got you
floor seats.
But you probably can't.
That's not even that. It's just I feel like people need to allow experiences to be experiences. Sometimes, like, okay, you experience that, but don't put that on the next man. Like, everything we do has to be that. It's like, dang, like, so when are y'all gonna have your experience? Like, he's trying to keep up with the man that you're not with anymore.
And also, I think it's important to realize that everything that sounds good may not be your portion.
Yeah.
Honestly, that may not be your ministry. That may not be what happens to you. You may be somebody who's like, I can't do 50-50. I can't do 50-50. And you may meet a guy who, I mean, you end up going 50-50 with. Honestly, and you may be actually end up being okay with that because you have not experienced that to really be so anti. You may be the person who ends up on a podcast in front of the mic saying team 50-50 and doing all the other shit. You just really never know because if you really think about it, 50-50 really isn't all that bad. It's y'all paying half the bills. Especially at y'all's young ages, y'all really can be stacking up and saving.
A lot
like,
of y'all grew up in homes where your parents did 50-50. What is going on?
Yeah.
Why are we rewriting history?
And I'm not even that person who's just like team 50-50, but I'm just saying y'all just need to be, I feel like
do what works for you.
Our generation is becoming very unrealistic because let's be completely honest.
Like,
some of us is going 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of y'all are going 50-50. A lot of y'all are splitting rent with your man.
Everyone's not making six figures.
Yeah. A lot of y'all are splitting rent. And
a lot of y'all splitting rent. A lot of y'all may be paying
meals
down.
And dates. And gifts.
Okay.
I mean, because
splitting it.
We keep talking about we in a recession. Shit's expensive. Money ain't stretching how it used
to.
So you
got
now expect
job.
A man to pay for every single thing.
You.
You sit up in that house and you not doing nothing.
Yeah.
That's actually really crazy.
Don't let them stay at home girlfriends get you confused on TikTok. That is not everybody's portion. Some of them are lying and just portraying, putting on a show.
But
they're not really that.
You know, it's okay to not want to go 50-50 too.
No. What we're saying is that a lot of people are like in that.
You gonna lose a man
that,
behind
going 50-50.
He could be everything you want, but you mad because he wants you to go 50-50.
No,
like people have different seasons.
No,
like,
y'all, I stand on what I'm saying.
There it's are not a lot everybody's
of people,
portion.
Right, it's not.
What? We won't go 50-50.
No, it's not that, but there are a lot of people that are in that 50-50 talk that are going 50-50. That's what I'm speaking towards. Like, you're so against 50-50, but you are going 50-50 in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
You actually you want 100-100 in your life right now.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
It's all on you. You put the team on your back every day.
You paying the whole rent. You could be paying half the rent.
Really?
But you
chose you didn't want 50-50 life. See what I'm saying? Humble yourself. It's not my portion. But like, don't get confused.
Not my household. I'm like, y'all going a little bit hard when I'm like,
but my thing is, I'm not a fan of 50-50, but I would go 100-100. Like, I'm not a, like, pay the rent, I pay the utilities. I'm not against paying bills in a house that I live in. I'm really not.
It's a partnership, y'all. Like, remember, y'all are partners, y'all are a team. So at the end of the day, whatever you do, you're contributing to the greater good. But a lot of y'all don't understand relationships and marriages, so like y'all are having 50-50 talks still. Grow up. Let's talk about something else.
Oh, okay.
What? Talk about life insurance.
I was gonna say
houses.
Y'all saw what the last guest said. You not contributing. He feel like you ain't got no say so. That's why me personally, I've always felt like I never really wanted a man to do 100% for me. Because if you expect me to sit in this bitch and not have no commentary on nothing, you're crazy as fuck.
No, yeah, a lot of
that's why I really don't. I've never really wanted a man who has an ego to take care of me. If you're a man and you just want to take care of me and you're just cool, you allow me to contribute and add some type of conversation to that shit. Cool, but I'm not dating no man with an ego who. You want to do 100 because you want to control me.
But I was telling,
I'm so good.
But I always tell women, ladies, don't.
It always comes with a price.
Look, you can be in
a house. Everything comes with a price.
Yeah, but like, don't be in something not doing nothing. Like, don't, you know, make your own coin. Be doing what you got to do. Don't be a thing where it's now you're solely depending on your partner. No. Yeah. Make sure your bag is in order.
I think there's a difference
between. Make sure your bag is in order.
I think there's a difference between he's taking care of you because he wants to and he's taking care of you. Because you can't take care of yourself. There's two different
things. No, but some people,
you know, like,
I mean, relinquish that responsibility because they're like, I'm married now. So he's.
Because I think there's women, I think there's some women who make a lot of money, but a man, like, that's where he gets his fulfillment from, you know?
Wait, is the woman still working?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. Okay. So you mean there's a difference between a woman being spoiled and still having her own?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I said, same thing. Keep your bag. Like, a lot of women, not a lot of women, let me not say a lot, but there are women out here that they will meet a bag and then, like, it's like, oh, I don't gotta do nothing no more. But it's like, no.
And
that's
and
when the work starts.
I think that's, I'm not gonna lie, I think that's okay too. If you really wanna marry somebody and you want him to have full financial control and make all the money and do all the stuff, I think that's cool too. There are some people who are built for that, but I think my point is that everybody is not built for the same thing. I think that sometimes we come together and we think that we're all going to live this life where our man's going to pay all the bills and we're this is, and it's like, if you look at reality and how it looks out there, that's not true. Not
everyone wants to be a chief,
but no Indians. That's the issue. No, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
No, no, no. Where are the
not enough Indians.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I feel that. That was a...
But if my... Just kidding.
What? What were you about to say?
Stand on it.
Yeah, no, for 2024, stand on
but
it.
I'm not going to be paying tug of war over no bills. You want to pay us?
Yeah, like, take it. Take it.
You ain't got to ask me
I'm
twice.
I'm just a girl.
I am not reaching for it. Listen. But, you know, shout out to y'all, though. Shout out, you know, shout out to everybody's relationship.
Shout out to
do what works
take
for
care
you.
Women.
Stop letting social media dictate what your standard is going to be with your next man or woman. Like, just be yourself. Show up as you. And that, to me, will always win. When you're your authentic self. Please don't be a representative of the guy you look up to or woman you look up to on social media. Because trust me, you'll expose yourself.
I want
to
ask this, and we can wrap it up if we need to. Black girls don't need lip fillers.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could touch on that.
Okay, how you feel?
Because I said most. Most black girls don't need lip fillers. And here's why. Because I do feel like, and I know a lot of women with lip fillers. And don't get me wrong, a lot of times it's cute. However, I do feel like black women in particular are naturally gifted. I feel like they have naturally fuller lips. And I feel like adding on to it, it's not always necessary. And sometimes it's like you're, and I guess they're going for the, sometimes people go for the plastic look. Like they want to look like, you know, super full and
like
super,
Barbie.
Yeah, like super Barbie and or super Bratz doll even. Mm-hmm. And that's fine too. But like, to me, it's just like, I can always tell. And it's like, I don't, for me, it always just isn't a necessary step for me. And again, sometimes for some people it looks cute, but for a lot of women, I'm just like, you didn't need it. Like, it just, you looked fine without it. And you know, it's not for me, so whatever y'all want, but I just feel like most girls just don't need it. Like, I can understand why other ethnicities do it, but for most black girls, it's just like, it just isn't an unnecessary extra step to me.
That's I mean, so I think from what I've seen, like the black girls that I have seen for the most part, they'll have it done, but it's like not overdone. Like, I feel like I see a lot of people that have like a lot of like, because for me, because I've, like you said, black women are already kind of like gifted in that area. So whenever I see like a black woman with fuller lips after lip fillers, I'm like, well, it's very realistic because you're very capable of having lips like this. Right. You really could have been born with lips like this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think
like the Claremont twins.
Okay, that's different. Overdone. Like they just. They have a certain look that they're going for. That's
their
what
look
they
is
like.
Beyond what it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
now they don't
that's
even look
they,
like them.
That's what they like.
They don't even look like each other anymore.
Yeah, they don't look like twins.
They anymore. That's what they like though. I think that they want it. Like they both have, like really like that plastic look. There's some people that go for that. That's like a outlier. But I'm talking about like some of the people that we have in our life that have fillers. I think it actually looks really good. I can't lie. Like I think that if it makes you happy and it's not like a Claremont twin look. I think it looks pretty good.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't look good.
I think it can really compliment the face very
sometimes,
well, too.
Yeah, and sometimes it does. I just feel like...
Black women just don't need them.
Not only that, and I feel like there's always just like... I feel like lip fillers...
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And yeah. I also feel like with lip filler, it's just like... I don't know. Like sometimes like it does something to your face where you can always tell, like especially in black women. Like, you can always tell like... It just transforms your face a little bit.
Well,
and that's what I mean. Like, and sometimes it moves. So there's that. So, but I just feel like it just alters the black face too much.
Well,
so.
you can tell when someone has lip fillers in general, they don't have creases in their lips.
Yeah.
Like,
but
natural lips, naturally have creases in them. So you can always tell when someone gets a filler, it smooths out their lips. And like their lips just look like they have no creases in them. Cause it literally that filler goes in and it fills out those creases. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't know.
It's kind of easy to tell, but
I have creases in my lips.
Yeah. Everyone has creases. Like natural lips have creases. But
I'm gonna get fillers.
Go ahead.
Smooth that bitch out.
But I just feel like, I don't know. Sometimes it just does something to where it's just like, it's just like, I don't know.
I do think that like African American women are doing more plastic surgery like
for
like
before
for like to be fetch, you know, just because it's like the popular thing. I don't necessarily think that they've really need it because naturally, like,
we're built
women of color
stacked,
they're naturally blessed in a lot of these areas that they're going and getting enhanced. So I do think that sometimes it can just be like a hype. It can't just be one of those things where it's like, oh, I just want to do it just to do it,
right.
Like, but
and that's where I feel like we have to draw the line.
Yeah, but I feel
but
like,
I mean, if it makes you happy, if whatever, it makes you happy, it's just like,
and
just like,
it's your money, you can do without. I mean, do what you want to do. That's how I feel. Like, but I'm team plastic surgery. I'm team plastic surgery.
I'm all for it.
I'm team do what makes you happy.
I'm team do all that, but just be safe about it and just be careful.
It don't affect me no way. Yeah. But I haven't seen a lot of people doing like facial, face balancing. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. Considering, I've definitely considered that. I definitely considered that. Where your face is like symmetrical, make your face symmetrical.
Like you can go in and get your jaw done. You can just go in and like
just pump like filler in places.
Yeah,
or Botox or whatever.
I mean, isn't that same getting your jaw redone?
No, like so, just go in and fill it in, and like you know, you can get like more of a defined look, and just like. It just fills your face out a little bit
more. It like
more.
Balances out. Like maybe one side droops more than the other. Not in a I'm bad way. I'm afraid to do any like, of these
yeah, things. Like,
I don't want
look at all these teeth are so
if you got these filled and you're facing.
These fillers have been around for years. So yeah, but it's like.
Yeah. Sitting down and getting all that in one go to me, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of different. Like I think you should definitely take things in like strides, especially if you're new to like that industry, new to fillers, new to Botox. You don't know how you're going to react to it.
Yeah.
So I think you definitely should like take it slow. And I think that's why it's important to go to an informed, like whatever practitioner you're going to have it done. Informed.
Or also to these people these people that give the injections, like sometimes it's okay to tell someone they're not a good candidate for it. Like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Make sure they're
like
licensed.
We need to be practicing being honest with people. Like, you're not a good candidate for this.
But I don't think that.
I feel like everyone's, you're a candidate.
But I think that's kind of the nice part about plastic surgery. I think everyone is actually a candidate for something. Like, you may not be a candidate for as like large of what you want, like breasts. Like, you might not, you may not have the tissue to be able to do a double D, you know, but you are a candidate to be able to enlarge it some way in some form. So I think that's kind of the nice part about plastics. It gives people a different look than.
But do you think that's the nice part or like the downside of it? Because a lot of the times people go in trying to fix something and it's like what you need to fix is the insecurity. It's because what you're trying to get out of this, you're not going to get, because you may be going in there to be like, I want to fix my nose. But in actuality, it's like there's nothing wrong with your nose. And I feel like as a like provider, a physician, it is your job to sit there and consult with them and be like, is this something that you actually need, you know, or is it something that you're trying to like maybe.
But I think that when people do one, it's like
it's always the one.
Yeah, but I think that's also the difference between like there's a difference between like medical plastics and just plastics. Like, people can go to a person that focuses on like people that have had mastectomies that are able to, you know, do breast implants, people that have had traumatic injuries to their face where they're able to do a rhinoplasty, different things like that. There's definitely going to be a difference. But for the most part, plastics it's a want. It's a superficial thing. That person's not in the industry to tell you what you need.
But I do think if you're a responsible physician, you should be, because there are people who do say, I went out of the country because I went to this doctor and he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's somebody who's very responsible.
That's what happens a lot on
bodies. Yeah. And I remember I used to work with this physician and he used to see a lot of people who he would go to and be like, I know what you want. I'm not going to give this to you because I don't feel like you need it. I don't feel like you're going to benefit from it. And I think that's about being a responsible provider. Because at the end of the day, when you go into a surgery, your life is at risk. Yeah. You're going under anesthetic. There are so many things that happen after the surgery that you're going to have to live with that a doctor may not even be in your life at that point.
And I think that also goes hand in hand with the doctor. Because the thing is, technically, the doctor is not going to want to put out bad work. So if the doctor already knows that it's not going to look good on you, that's whenever they're going to tell you like, hey, this is probably not something that you need. As long as I feel like whenever it's something that's kind of realistic, if it's within realistic grasp, the doctor is not going to tell you no. Now, whenever it's things like Claremont twins,
who they go to,
have had multiple surgeries. Now, doctors might not want to touch them just because they have been under so many different procedures. So I do think that there's a fine line. Like, I think there's doctors are going to tell you like, hey, like this might not be the best for your health, or like, hey, this might not look good on you. But I think that also correlates with they don't want their work to look bad, because at the end of the day, you are your walking billboard. So whenever someone asks you where you went and it looks bad and it comes back to them, that's their business. So,
yeah.
All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Thank y'all so much for joining us. Of course, make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment on all of our videos on YouTube. This one will be, of course, on YouTube. Watch us in 4K. It's more fun. If you have any questions, any petty chronicles that you want us to talk about, you can email us, DM us. We'll see it either way. It is your girl, Jess Nick, checking out. Bye.
It's your girl, Amakalette, signing out. And follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Amakalette. Holla.
Bye, y'all. It's your girl, Champagne Chris, checking out. See you next time.
Bye, guys. It's your girl, Jory Aaliyah.
Bye, y'all. It's your girl, Shell. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Give me a P. Give me a E. Give me a T.